Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by a listener, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And our caller, Monica, first caller of the day, suggested the topic, and that is comforting ourselves. What would you like to say about that, Ada Marie?
Well, I'd like to say a number of things because I think it's a very important topic. Everyone should be comfortable with themselves in their, on the inside and the outside as well. And if they find fault with themselves, it makes their life very miserable. So the real secret of finding yourself and loving yourself is to look in the mirror and look into the eyes that you see in the mirror and thank God for the blessings He has given you, for your the amount of health you have, the amount of energy you have, the amount of wisdom you have, the amount of things you have to share with others to help grow. All these things are blessings that He has given you, and every single person is given these things. They just have to be able to realize that they are to be shared with their friends, with their students, with their callers. These things are important. You may know how to thread a needle, but somebody else may not, you see. So there are many tricks that you can learn from people if you will have the energy to share what you know with somebody else. They will share something back with you. And that is how we grow, and that is how we learn, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I want everybody to know that they have something very valuable in their knowledge to share that is valuable to somebody who doesn't know that knowledge. Don't be afraid to offer an answer if you have the answer, and don't be afraid to ask for an answer if you need an answer. In other words, share who you are and what you are, and the goodness of the other person which you will talk to will share back with you.
When you share, that helps build self-esteem, and that adds to a feeling of self-comfort, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My dad used to say you have to learn something new every day, whether it's a little thing or a big thing. They all add up to the same thing and the same size when it comes to using them.
And
in other words, if you wear rubber shoes in the water and you take them off outside, that's a good thing, right?
Right.
But what about the person that doesn't know and hasn't been taught to take off his wet boots outside? He is the one who is lost, because somebody eventually is going to tell him, take those boots off.
Well, what else do you want to say about comfort?
I want to say that comfort is in your consciousness. What are you willing to be comfortable with? What are you willing to use of your own energy pattern to make yourself comfortable in every situation, whether it is to be silent or whether it is to be happy or whether it is to have something to hand somebody that will help them? what do you have within you that you are willing to share? Sharing makes comfort.
Okay. Well, it sounds like sharing is an important word, too.
Yes, it is. Very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is introducing you to something that somebody else doesn't know, and they will share back with you something.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you that here we are in Oracle, and right now it's pouring rain, and you say, well, I'm in wherever you are, and the sun is shining. Okay, so we have shared the weather between us. That's a sharing. That's just an example of sharing. But, I mean, there are many things that can be said in the point of sharing with somebody that are helpful and enjoyable and give insight into things that you know or don't know.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, let's go back to Monica and see if she has any more questions about comfort, and then we can take her question for the day, too.
Okay.
Okay. Monica, was there anything else you wanted her to say about comfort?
Yes. Will you please tell Miss Ida what like type of herbs can comfort our souls? Herbs.
Oh, okay. What kind of herbs can comfort our souls?
Oh, gee. The herbs that you take depend upon what you were raised with and how you were raised. If you want something that's really comforting, you can have hot water with lemon and honey in it. That's very comforting to someone who doesn't feel well or has a cold or is just kind of feeling down a little bit, because the honey and the lemon make a very good drink if it's hot, that you can drink and feel really at ease with. Some of you probably already know that, I'm sure.
Right. Right. What are some good herbs to use?
Well, there's so many, I don't even know where to start. You don't know what people are allergic to, so the herbs, if they put in the lemon and honey, have to be something like mint or something they know that isn't going to bother them if they take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mint is good for many, many things, and there are just so many, I don't even know where to start. But just lemon and honey with a little, I don't know what to tell you, there's so many. But mint is one that is very helpful. What do they call it? My grandmother used to use what are those little things? They were seeds. And you saved them from the summertime. And then when you got a cold, pine nut seeds. And then you just inside the shell of the pine nut, there's inside of the hole of the nut, there's a little seed. And you save those seeds for a cold or something when you have an upset stomach. There are just many different things that many people use to comfort themselves when they have they're feeling low, they're feeling sad, they're feeling like they're sick, they feel like they're catching a cold, they can have lemon and honey and things like that. There are just a million of them. A million different remedies, and every family practically in the whole world has remedies from their family that they use throughout their life. It just is, remedies are there, and the common ones are just something simple that they can sip, like a particular kind of tea. There's about 1,000 different kinds of tea for about every ailment there is.
Chamomile is very soothing.
Absolutely, chamomile is. And too much chamomile, though, is kind of hard on the body. But chamomile is excellent and can be used for just about anything, an upset stomach, a headache, cold. And you steep it for 15 or 20 minutes and then drink it, sip it. and you'll feel better almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful one.
What about jasmine?
Jasmine is good too, and most people who like jasmine tea are people who have a lot of anxiety, and it calms the nervous system down very much, very good.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing for the nervous system. Jasmine, and it's also a very nice smelling, tasty tea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yes, it is wonderful.
Fragrant.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to know, Monica?
Yes. How about with connecting with the planet, like affirmations?
You want an affirmation to comfort?
So?
Are you talking about an affirmation to comfort yourself?
Yes, ma'am, like a prayer or a chanting or mantra.
Okay. Now listen. I like me so you can. Got it? I like me so you can. Now, if you use that affirmation and you truly ingest it and you truly live it, I like me so you can, you will not have a problem because everybody will like you because you want to be liked and they want to be liked and they want to be liked. So when they see you liking yourself, they're going to be jumping on the bandwagon to be able to like themselves. I like me so you can. Got it?
Got it. Powerful.
Okay.
Okay.
If you don't like yourself, it won't do anybody any good to like you because you're not gonna respond. So the real affirmation is, I like me so you can. That's it. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Was there any other question you had for her, Monica, before we move on?
I can't think
yes,
of it.
I have a question. Is there any herbs or that to open up the psychic ability to see your like if my mother passed,
to
see her, any herbs?
Okay, you want to receive messages from the other side?
Yes,
then meditate.
My mom passed away.
Her mother passed away.
Oh, and she wants to find her mother. Well,
yes,
the best thing to do then is when you go to bed at night, send your mother a blessing and ask her to come to you in a dream. And believe me, she'll do it. It might take a month or so, but she will appear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want anybody, whether it's your mother, a friend, whoever it is, could be anybody that you know that you'd like to communicate with, and before you go to sleep, send them a message to drop by and see you in your dream time, and they will do it.
Okay.
Pardon?
I want to ask you, ma'am, colors, is there any colors that open up the third eye? Like, is it blue, white? I'm trying to open more the third eye, and I'm just asking you about the herbs.
The third eye is in the forehead, and it is totally controlled by the pineal gland. So I would say that if your third eye is in operation, it has its own color, it has its own energy, and it comes through in a very positive manner. It would not come through in any negative form. Whenever those energies open up, they stay positive until they've been attacked. So you probably would be able to say your third eye, probably would be able to look into the future, probably be able to find a person that you're looking for and find a number that would take you to them, a phone number or somebody who knows them. So when you start looking and asking for things, be careful what you ask for, believe me. Everybody laughs, but it's not funny. You got to be very careful about what you ask for, because believe me, you're going to get it.
That's true. True.
It might not come suddenly, but it could come at any time. So be careful what you ask for, I'm telling you.
That was a nervous laugh from me, because I know what you mean.
Yeah, and it was a nervous laugh for me, too, because I've been there. really isn't something you want to do
right.
too often.
Isn't purple a good color for the opening the third eye?
Purple is fine. The third eye actually opens from the heart center and the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
When the third eye opens, it usually has a great deal to offer, but it'll be so much that you can't ingest it all. You have to stop it because you can only take so much of it. You know, the third eye has everything in it. So let's say you ask a question and the question gets involved, you just have to quit and take what you got and work with it until you can handle some more. Because there's a lot to be given to you when you're ready to make changes. Perfection comes through the third eye. So, you know, you want to be real sure that you're ready. Don't be careful what you ask for.
Right.
And find yourself a stopping place where you can stop so that you can use what you've got and be able to work through with what you have and before you take more. Because you can get a lot. Let me tell you, it can come. I was foolish when I was much younger, and I just wanted to be able to watch people heal. But what I found out, and I did help a lot of people heal, but I found out that a lot of people didn't want to heal because they wanted the attention they were getting from not being well.
Mm-hmm.
And they would live out their life with that attention.
Okay. Well, is that helpful to you, Monica?
Yes. Oh, yes. Very interesting. Wow.
Yes. Well, Ada Marie is a wealth of knowledge, that's for sure. Yeah. Well.
Can I ask you my question?
One more.
Yeah.
One more. Yeah. Well, okay. I'll tell you what, Monica, we'll come back to you. We have one other caller.
Okay.
And we'll come back to you. So hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, she can ask as many questions as she wants if we don't have other callers, but we'll check in with area code 412. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
How are you?
Good. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. This is the first time I listened. It's very interesting. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, Ada Marie is on every week, and we discuss a different topic each week. And in fact, after you ask your question, if you'd like her to talk about a topic, you're free to suggest one. We usually have more callers, but today it's just you and Monica so far. So what is your question?
Well, what I'd like to know is that over the last few years, I lost two brothers and my fiancé.
Oh, my.
And I'm pretty well lonely. I moved to South Carolina to be close to my brother, and then he passed away. And I just wondered, does she see things like whether there'll be another love in my life, or what can I do? Or I don't want to be alone.
You kind of become a hermit, honey.
A little bit, yeah.
You become a hermit. You've got to get out there with joy and enjoy some of your friends and the things that they do. You've been kind of staying back in the background, it looks like. If I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected.
No, you're right. You're right. I do go out. I try to push myself, but this is the first time I've been really ready, and I'd like to really
go slow. Go somewhere to some people you know well and you're comfortable with them, and then go slowly to go back out into the world and meet people.
Okay.
Because that way you'll feel comfortable and you'll be with people you really do know and understand, and then you'll just blossom from there. And that'll be great.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are very shy about going out and getting in a crowd. And if they know one or two people, it helps a lot. If they don't know anybody, it's really quite uncomfortable for them to try to get acquainted in a crowd. So find a friend that you know that you can go somewhere with and meet some people and laugh and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When we came here, we went to listen to music, and they have some retired singers and musicians that have retired, very, very, very good ones, and they just started a Friday night thing where you can go down and listen to the music and just give a donation to pay for the hall that they've rented. And it's been wonderful, and many, many people come from all over just to hear them. And, you know, these are people that are big money people when it comes to the industry, and they're retired now. So now they're getting together,
yeah.
And everybody can go and listen to them, and it's wonderful. And it's building
well,
up, and, of course, I'm helping. Huh?
Yeah, that's very nice, yeah. But can you see
yeah,
if someone
and
will
you
come
could,
into my life?
She wants to know if you see if someone will come into her life, a romantic interest.
So, several people have come into your life and you've shined them on, right?
No. Not since
yeah,
my fiance.
Yeah, there has been.
She did
didn't
have
know.
She had a fiance, but he passed away along with two of her brothers. So
yeah.
she's wondering if another love interest will come into her life.
Definitely, before this holiday season is over, actually.
Wow.
Don't be afraid to go out and meet with your friends, because there's a couple people out there that you really like the company of. Two.
Okay.
Different
oh,
people.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. So that'll be wonderful. Okay?
I hope you're right. Do you think I should move back to my home in Pennsylvania? I live in South Carolina.
Should you what?
Move back to Pennsylvania.
Why?
I don't because I know more
that was her
there.
Home. She moved to South Carolina to be near her one of her brothers who passed away, and she's wondering if she should move back home to Pennsylvania.
I think you should.
Okay.
I think you have a lot of friends you left there.
Yeah, I do, and plus
right?
I have to wait till I sell this condo. I have it for sale. It's not selling. I don't know why.
Well, here, don't say that. Don't say that. Say, okay, I am selling this condo this week, and I am moving back to wherever you're going to move back to. Now, write
okay.
that 10 times and stick it under your pillow and sell that place.
Okay.
Okay.
She's so all about the manner of positive thinking and holding the knowing that it is true.
Yeah.
You got to hold the knowing that it's a fact, and you write it out, you stick it under the pillow, and you know it's going to sell right away.
Good.
Okay?
I'm going to do it tonight.
Absolutely. You will do it
Thank
tonight.
You.
This is a good night to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining like crazy here.
Is there a topic you'd like her to talk about later in the show, Pam?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know if this is a good topic, but does she talk about things like when people pass that you can still feel them around you, the love?
I can tell you about that. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
If you, if someone has passed away and you feel their presence around you,
yes.
Ask them to go on to their rightful destiny, and when they have got comfortable, they can come back and talk to you. But you have to
okay.
ask them to go on to their rightful destiny, and then they can come back and talk to you.
Yeah, because sometimes I see
yeah,
my brother. We were like twins. And I saw him last
yeah.
night just for like an instant, a blink of my eye by my bed, and then I don't know if I'm seeing things or not. That's about the third time it
well,
happened.
Well, you probably will, but I think he's very, very lonely where he is. So ask him to go on to his rightful destiny, and when he gets settled, then he can come back and talk to you. Okay?
Okay, I will.
He's lonely. He's in a limbo space. So ask him to go on to his rightful destiny and then get acclimated there, and he can come back and talk to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I will. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, but if you ask him in that manner, then he'll have a goal set to go to his rightful destiny, but he can still come back and visit with you.
Okay.
You see how it works?
Yes, I understand. That sounds good. Good advice. Thank you.
And it does work. It works for everybody. So you can be sure of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, Pam, thank you for calling in today. You know, best wishes to you and everything. And I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I'll be listening. And I'll be looking for those.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's more positive thinking. Keep it up.
Okay. Thank you, Ada.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Monica, we'll be back to you. There are two other callers I'm going to go to first, but then I will come back to you even if there are more. So hang in there. I'm going to area code 626, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, sir. My name is Julian.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hello, Miss Ada Marie. How are you doing?
I'm good, Julian, and you are good too?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, good. What can I do for you today?
I was actually going to see if you can help me out with a situation, more of in a relationship status, between Rose and I. I call her Rose, but her real name is Leah Lara.
Mm-hmm. And what is it you want to do? Are you having a relationship with her, or did you have one?
I did have one. Last month it got really, really crazy, and we kind of like stopped communicating because it was a big, huge fight and miscommunication, and one thing led to another. And I just want to know if, basically, is she going to try to contact me back, or is it me just have to continue stepping forward and just moving on?
I think it's time for you to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go forward into a new relationship.
I see.
Just begin again.
Okay.
There were things there that would not resolve. So just go forward into a new relationship and remember not to make the same kind of things happen that happened in the last one.
Yeah, well, it was more on her kind of,
right.
It was just more her, like, I don't know why she acted certain ways, and I took her to New York, I took her everywhere, and with her and lying, cheating, and I just didn't understand why she would do this kind of things, and just...
Well, because she's
back.
A user. Those people are called users. And, you know, it's a sad thing, but watch out for them, because you're probably prone to running into a lot of people like that. You're kind, you're generous, and you're very joyful. So you got to be very careful.
Yeah. Well, I've known her for 6 years, so I just didn't understand why things ended up so chaotic on her side and kind of lying back and forth.
Well, maybe you're lucky, because that put an end to a relationship that could have been very hard on you your whole rest of life.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of relationship you want to have to live with all your life.
Yeah, that's true.
So you were really blessed.
Yeah. It's hard to see it that way because I guess it's
hard to think,
I loved her for
true.
I loved her for very much. Is there any insight you could tell from her side, or something that maybe I have misinterpreted from her, or my misunderstanding?
I don't think so. I think she was ready to move on. That's what it looks like. But there's also some other people that you're going to meet before this holiday season is over, and you will find a person that you will really have a good relationship with and a lot of fun and a healthy, joyful relationship with them, with her.
Okay.
So
I will. One last thing from you then. I will. One last thing for you. Did she actually really love me then or even cared? Or is it was all just in my head during that time?
It's mostly in your head.
I see.
So go forward now.
Will do then. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Julian. Okay. We're going to go to area code 707, then come back to Monica. Area code 707. What is your, what's your name?
Hi, David. Hi, Ada. This is Valerie.
Hi. We're having a hard time hearing you, Valerie.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, this is Valerie. Yes. Ada, my daughter did exactly as you told her to, and she did get the job you saw for her.
Oh. Is everything better now?
Yeah, she got a real good job.
So I
wanted to thank you for that. And I forwarded
you
the
reading
that
welcome,
you...
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm glad he followed.
Yeah, she followed through. She put it under the pillow, wrote it all out, everything like you told her to, like you told me to tell her to do. And she did that. And
I can't tell you how many hundreds of people that I have talked to that have called me to tell me thank you for that, because that little remedy itself has brought jobs to hundreds and hundreds of people, and I am always happy to hear that, and very often some of them have actually came out here to see me after several years just because they were, you know, they were so happy to get such a good position. So
yeah,
thank you for that. I appreciate that because I really
welcome.
Want people to know.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
so thank you. And thank you too, David.
For having
Ada
thank
on the
you.
Show. Yeah, this is great. For myself, I was wondering if you see me meeting somebody in the next few months.
You've met somebody, but you're going to meet them again later, and probably in the end of November, the middle of December. So there is somebody around you that you are going to meet that you will like the presence of.
Is that
okay?
December of this? Yeah, is that December of
this
year? Yeah, this
year. This year. Yeah, this year.
Oh. We're already in December.
We're already in December.
Yeah.
Well, then it could be happening at any time, because I see you talking with somebody and having a very good time and then going out to coffee. So somebody is there around you.
Oh, I'll be glad when I can see him materialize.
Well, you will see them. You'll see who it is. They'll come and talk to you.
Okay. And I'm going to call you
back. I don't even
know
what month it is. I've been so busy working on the phone that I'm just one hour after another.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is December. So, yeah, that would be great. December 2017 and not December 2018. I don't want to wait.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
I will. And he's a good match?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, good.
Hmm.
Anything else you can tell me about him?
No, not much.
Okay.
But you'll know when you meet him. You'll know the energy will be there.
Oh, great. Well, I look forward
That'll
to
be
this.
Good.
Thank you so much. Yes, it will be. Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling back. Wish you well with your love interest, and it's awfully good to hear about your daughter's good news.
Oh, that's
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, right. Thank you both for that. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
All right. Is that it for now, Valerie?
Yes, that's enough. Yes.
Okay, right. Just double checking. All right, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, David. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. She's sweet. I like her laugh.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's cute.
I received a telephone call from a lady who had watched the show several weeks ago, and I had given my phone number, and she called me to tell me that it was wonderful, and she loved the show, but people are Christmas shopping now, so there aren't so many people, listening to the show as there were, but they'll come back and buy when the season's over. I said, okay, that'll be fine too.
Right. All right, Monica, we're coming back to you now. Monica's
hello
full
again.
Of questions today. Go ahead, Monica. What do you want to ask?
Yes, thank you very much. I follow my heart. God bless y'all.
You too.
So I have a question. Thank you. I need it. So I have a vision and a plan starting January 2018, and I have spoken it with my mother. It's about a business that I want to do, and I want to see if the vision that I'm thinking about it, and that vision that I'm in business that I'm thinking, I want to target comforting. Will you please ask the universe or the higher, is there any message concerning my business that I'm about to start to be a success?
What you want to do is dot your I's and cross your T's and be very cognizant about everything that you do in your business. It will go very well, and it will go fast, so you'll have to work fast to keep all your ducks in a row. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, do that.
And the colors, ma'am, the colors of the business.
What about the colors of the business?
I'm thinking like a dark blood red and a more green color with the blue.
Well, green is a good drawing color, but also is yellow is a good color.
Okay.
Both of those are good colors. Anything you choose that is bright and cheerful will be good.
So red and blue are good.
Mhm. Yeah. Right.
I'm just gonna go by quickly. Oh, that's good news. Mother, my beautiful mother passed away. We were one soul. I love her so dearly. Would she be able to communicate with me and I know she's in heaven.
When you calm down, she can communicate with you. You're just so hyper. When you calm down, she'll communicate.
Ma'am, you're right on. Oh. I'm in my late 30s, and I tend to get hyper.
Well,
you
calm down a little and meditate, and you'll be able to communicate with her.
Okay. I will, definitely. Yes, ma'am. I enjoy
right.
it.
Do you meditate, Monica?
Yes, I do meditate, and I see some little weird things happening. I mean, beautiful. I wouldn't say weird because if it's for my mom, it's not weird. I mean, beautiful. I see some things moving that are her objects. And so I know that she did went to heaven because I saw her passing, and she gave me the message. And I have been meditating, thinking about her, but I haven't received anything yet. Or that's why I wanted. What can I do to comfort or open up my heart chakra?
You need to be relaxed. You need to be quiet. You need to clear your head of all thought and just relax, 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 and you'll be able to make a perfect communication.
Okay. Any specific time? Yes, ma'am. I got it. I will.
Any time of the day or night. There's no time on the other side at all. It's just whenever the mood strikes you, that's when you do it.
Okay. That's comforting.
Okay?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Thank you.
You all set, Monica?
Yeah. I just have just one more. I have an older Chih Tzu. She's 18 years, but she's always crying. That's all I want to know. If she had three surgeries, is she okay?
Why is she crying?
She gets really upset and she goes in circles. She's from South Korea, by the way. She's just a feisty Chih Tzu. She's feisty and. But she's had surgery. I give her, she takes a painkiller, 5 MCGs per day. But she's always making sounds, like weird sounds, hyena sounds, a cat sound. What's she trying to tell me? What she's trying to tell me? She's been doing this for 3 years. Every day, ma'am, sir, every single day.
Sounds like she's very, very sad.
Okay.
But some people won't give up their sadness. They get so deep into it, they just hang on to it.
Okay.
So, you know, you can't do much about that.
Is she sick? Do you think she's sick? I don't know what she said. I gave her a lot of love. Maybe she's upset at me. I did hear a bad word from her early this year. She's told me stupid. I know I'm not a crazy person.
Yeah.
Not mentally, by the way. She told me stupid. Sometimes she says things. I hear words from her. And they're negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very hard with those people to try to get them to relax and change their energy pattern. They've got to change that negativity.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of good baths would help. Take a cup of salt and a cup of soda in a tub of warm water or hot water, whatever they're comfortable with, and have them stay in it for 30 minutes. That very often will take away any extra negativity hanging on to them. Clean up their auras and they'll feel better. Anybody can do it. I do it about once a week because I'm on the phone so much.
What kind of salt?
Any kind. Table salt's fine. Don't matter.
And baking soda?
And baking soda. I use regular table salt because I do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And a cup of each and a cup of soda. And then I get in the tub and I stay in the tub for about a half hour. And then I get out of the tub and lay down on the floor and relax and get up. I'm fine. But that's how I keep all that negativity that keeps, I hear it on the phone all day long. That's how I get rid of it. I just dismiss it in the bath.
Okay.
So it works if people want to use it. It's a home remedy that my grandmother had, and it worked for her, and it works for me and everybody in the family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if my uncle got a cold, the first thing he did was jump in that tub of baking soda and salt.
Mm.
He thought that was it. That cured him right there. He come out of there just red as a, you know, as if somebody cooked him, but he was always well when he got done with it. So it is a good healer.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your questions, and thank you for suggesting the topic for today, Monica.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for a wonderful healing and inspiration. You helped me a lot. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, you take good care.
Definitely.
Okay. Goodbye for now. Just to let people know, and Monica too, Ada Marie is on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And she's available through her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com, but better to call her. I'm going to give you her phone number in just a minute. But she takes calls between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Pacific Time, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's West Coast time. And her phone number is 520-896-9510. And she gives you the first 15 minutes of a session for free. So you really can't go wrong. And
no,
Ada Marie, we don't have any other callers. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Well, you know, we're coming into the holiday season, and everybody's rushing. But I would like to remind them that instead of rushing so much, let's set aside a little bit of time every day to sit down in a chair, put your feet up, and just relax, and then be silent so that you can... your head will make everything straighten out so you can do all the things you want to do. You can get them all done if you'll just sit down and be silent for a little bit. They'll all fall into place and you can get them all done.
Beautiful.
And I say that to people all the time and it works.
We do have another caller.
Okay, good.
Okay. Area code 631.
Hi, this is Suzanne. Yes, I've called before, but my question, thanks for taking my phone call, is that I'm going on two interviews this Friday. One is at 10:40 for a teacher assistant, and one is at 1 o'clock for a, one is at 10:40 for a teacher aide, and one is at 1 o'clock for a teacher assistant. Will I get either one or both or none? What are you seeing with it?
One,
thank you.
The 1 o'clock.
Yeah?
You'll take the 1 o'clock position.
Do you think they're going to, will both offer it, or will they, or one will offer it,
yes.
Or
just one's going to offer me
one
it?
They're going to offer you that one, the second one.
The first one's not going to offer it to me?
Well, they might offer, but the second one would be your best offer.
You know what? You're right. I've been praying on it, and that one's better.
Yeah, you'll take that one, the second one.
Yep, you're right.
I
hope that I can start soon, too, like maybe January 3rd or something.
You probably will start before that.
Really? Okay, I would definitely start. Yeah, wasn't even going to go on the one for the 10:40 because it's really not what I want, but I was going to go just in case I didn't get the 1 o'clock one.
Okay, you got the 1 o'clock one.
Should I go on the 10:41 interview?
It's up to you, either one. Well, you'll get the same job.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'll just
go on both interviews just to go and see.
It's always good to go on interviews where you get practice.
Right.
You know, you go on the 10:40 and you'll
go back on
you'll
the
get
1:20.
Primed for the 1 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in my heart, I really want the 1 o'clock one.
That's the one you're going to get, too.
Oh, good. Whew. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Suzanne.
Bye.
Thank you for calling back.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, it sounds like you really hit the nail on the head with that one. That just came right through you.
Right, it did.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about the holidays and relaxing?
Well, then I just hope everybody stays healthy and doesn't overdo it, you know. That's a very bad thing on the holidays. People work so hard, they make themselves sick trying to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
So let's not do that this year. Let's just do what we can and rest when we can and have a good year.
That's what I'm going to do.
Season. Good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing too.
Yeah.
I just cut out a lot of stuff that I don't have to attend, and I'm going to be here at home, and I'll be taking calls, of course, but other than that, I won't be wearing myself down to a frazzle.
Yeah, I used to do that. I'm not doing that anymore. No way.
It's just not worth it.
No, and it takes all the joy out of it, you know, and I think of that song, how does it go, comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's what the holidays are all about, and spreading that.
That's what we should be doing instead of running around like chickens with our head chopped off.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not about the giving of gifts. It's about the giving of self. That's the most important
right.
thing. And that's an easy thing to do.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
And it's joyful to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it wonderful.
Yeah, so we don't need to get caught up with all these material trappings. We do have another caller, and it's from your area code 520. We'll take the call.
Okay.
Hi, you're live. What's your name? Code 520.
Oh, hi. Hi. This is Sharon.
I thought it was Sharon. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Good. Good. What's going on with you, Sharon?
Is it Ada Marie on the line?
Yes, she is.
I am.
Oh, okay. Ada Marie, I had a friend. I was calling and we were talking over the phone. We met at a retreat earlier in April of this past year,
mm-hmm.
and there was kind of a connection. I liked her. I liked her sense of humor. So we would text, and I would call her, and she'd always laugh. And then when we'd end the conversation, she would say, you know, call me back again. And lately, she hasn't been taking my calls. And I'm sorry, I'm driving. If I lose this call, I'm going
yeah, you're
to
breaking up
right
a little
now.
Bit.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can always call
for,
back if you call back within 7 minutes.
Okay,
go
I'm
ahead.
Looking for a place to pull over. But so I called her. She knew I was going to go to an appointment. And I texted her. I'd gone to this certain appointment, and then I was going to tell her about it. And I called her, and she said, I'm working right now. She didn't take my call. Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay. And then I called her again later, a few days later, about a week I waited, and then she didn't take my call. So is she angry at me? Was I being too intrusive? I mean, I've heard from her now for a while, and I don't know. You know, I try not to be. And I told her that, you know, that I, you know, enjoyed our friendship, and I didn't want to, you know, lay too much on her shoulders or anything. We're both dealing with the same thing.
Oh.
Did she feel that I was interested? Why is she not taking my calls? Is the friendship over? Does she feel I intruded on her?
Well, I think
Patty.
She's very, very confused.
I think
she's having a very confused time with herself, and therefore she just doesn't feel adequate. So
probably
just wait a little while, a few weeks, and then try her again. She might be better.
No.
She might be feeling better.
Well, and it's okay. You know, I don't have to be anyone's friend. I just, I, you know, I don't need to contact her again. I just didn't want to, you know, I mean, when we talked, she was laughing and she would always say, you know, call me again. And I'd say, well, you can call me, but I was the one that would always call. You know, I'd wait like a month or so and give her a call.
Well, you know, there's lots of people who don't call, and I've run into people like that. And then I don't know what that's all about. I've never experienced it, but it's like they, I don't know if they're afraid to call or they feel that they're not supposed to call or whatever, but I know people like that, and then they just kind of disappear out of your life.
Yeah, so I thought some maybe she just felt, maybe she thought I was bugging her. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you'll find a new friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, you will.
So, oh,
you
good.
Live in Arizona?
I do.
There's a lot of friendly people in Arizona. We're up here in Oracle, and the people are very nice up here. Oracle, Arizona.
Thank you. But with her,
it's a nice area. People are friendly.
Oh, I know.
What were you saying, Sharon?
Well, I've been in Arizona for 50 years. It's just she and I had shared a personal trauma, and we went to a retreat, and that retreat was focused on recovering, or not recovering, but living life with the trauma. And so I thought there was that special connection. I just wondered if Anna Marie saw us continuing our friendship or if it's just over, period.
Well, it sounds like the other person has some kind of a problem going on, and they're just backing away, or they're, you know, how people hibernate when they get in trouble.
Yes,
that's
I
what
do.
It sounds
I,
like. Yeah.
Okay. Okie doke. So I won't worry about it. I'll just send some good prayers that way.
Send some prayers and she'll come out of it. Okay.
You still there, Sharon?
Yes.
Yeah, well...
Okay.
Yeah, the call dropped.
Okay.
But she heard your message.
Oh, good.
And we're down to the last 2 minutes, so anything else you want to say, or do you think we're for the day? Well, there she is. Hold on. Okay, Sharon, we've got you back.
I apologize. I just wanted to thank you, though. Thank you very much. You two are one of the most great as highly nice people. Thank you.
Well, you're breaking up, but we get the idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate your kind words. And all good blessings to you, Sharon.
Yes. And take care. It's a beautiful day. And I want to say to everybody, this is a wonderful time of the year, and we are having probably the best weather and everything that we can possibly have in Arizona coming into the Christmas. So please, please enjoy it and be grateful. Be grateful that we are so lucky. I think we got a lot to be lucky for, and the weather is one of those things that's really, really wonderful.
Yes. Well, gratitude is the key. That's the attitude to have, that's for sure.
That's right. So we'll say goodbye for now and talk to you tomorrow or the next day. Okay.
All right. Well, same time next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And Ada Marie, have a wonderful week.
You too. You just have a fabulous week. We need to be able to do that just to stay healthy.
Absolutely. I agree.
So, laugh a lot.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.